Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ron Ananian.
I don't want to say the word's refreshing, but it's really, it's kind of refreshing to see everybody sort of appreciate the value of a vehicle. It's a long time coming.
Steam rolling out from under her hood. Pulled over thinking I could do some good. And don't panic, I'm a mechanic.
The car doctor. Let's do the easy stuff first. Check fuse number 8 in the under dash fuse box. Make sure fuse number 8's working. That powers it.
Yeah, and that was good. It would have been nice if that was bad.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
New customers. Hey, they show up, right? And it's a variety. And everybody's got a story. You know, I always think back to my late father-in-law, who always said, you know, life is all the story. It's all about the story. It's always, everybody has a story. You know, Don's gone 40 years, and I still think about that, because everybody does have a story. You know, if you go to the garage sale and they're selling a rocking chair, you're not buying a rocking chair. You know, this is the chair my grandmother used to rock me to sleep in when I was a little kid, and it, you know, traveled west by covered wagon. Of course, I always wondered how far west it could travel from Hackensack to River Edge, New Jersey, because it's only about 3 miles. But okay, yeah, I guess, you know, back in the olden days when dirt was invented, that, you know, anything west of Hackensack was a big deal. But there's always a story. 2015 Nissan Infiniti. I guess an Infiniti. I guess it's not a Nissan Infiniti. I guess it's an Infiniti. I guess it's a 2015 Infiniti Q50. Came into the shop this week at RE Automotive. And Garrett, super nice guy. I mean, one of the nicest, most polite messages on the answering machine that I've ever heard. Hi, you know, my name is Garrett. I've got a problem. I tried to put my air filter in. I broke the clip. My wife's going to yell at me. And now I don't know what to do. And I, you know, it was something like that. And I felt sorry for him. You know, nice guy. It wasn't an assumption. It was the kind of person you want to work for, right? That instant communication, the new customer. So I called him back and, you know, brought him in right away. I said, yeah, don't drop it off. Let me see what's going on. And unfortunately, what Garrett had done was he tried to replace the air filter on this Q50, and he didn't have the air cleaner lid lined up exactly right. And when he tried to get the top clip in, it was under such load, it snapped the corner of the plastic housing off. and there was nothing you could do. We looked at it. I said, I explained it all to Garrett. I said, you know, here's the how and the why. Here's what I'm concerned about. Let's put an air filter housing on it. It was just under $400, so it was an expensive lesson for Garrett. And, you know, I said, let's put a couple of real air filters. And he had purchased an air filter on Amazon. I explained the perils of that because you're not quite sure what you're getting. I've purchased stuff on Amazon, not auto parts, but other things that show up. And, yeah, and it's not real. We've had this conversation before, you and I. We've talked about it for years now on the show. So I said, let's put a couple of real air filters on it. Let's get some quality in this because it's a pair, right? A Q50 has twin air boxes. It has a right and left air filter housing. So I said, let's do this once. Let's put air filters in it. Let's do the air filter housing. We'll wipe out the throttle bodies and welcome to the family. And then we had the conversation and you could see he was happy. He was eager. He was, you know, sometimes when you're standing on that side of the counter, my side of the counter, you recognize you're what they're looking for. You know, they beat their way to your door. They found the automotive expert and they're happy. I said to him, you know, Garrett, there's three reasons in my mind why somebody works on their own car. You know, I said, you're not quite sure where to go because you've been allegedly everywhere and you just haven't been happy. I said, you're cheap because you think you can fix a car inexpensively. And I did say that because I'm at that point now where, you know, reality is what reality is. I said, or three, you're just not quite sure where to go. And he said, it's the third. He said, I'm just not quite sure where to go. He says, I don't know who's good, who's fair, who's going to be honest. I said, well, I think that's me. And I explained it all to him. You know, one of the things I get to fall back on is I get to tell somebody, well, I do this weekend radio show. And they're like, really? And then they have that whole conversation. And, you know, it's if you're here, you must be real because, well, I can't say they don't let idiots on radio, but they don't let idiots on radio and fix cars. So that's just not allowed because you can't be both and still, you know, repair automobiles in this day and age. Long story short, we made Garrett a customer. He was happy. He was content. You know, walked him through the process, got him along the path. And I think he'll be back. I think he realizes the value in having somebody. He said, you know, you kept me updated. You told me what's going on. And I'm happy with that. It was a real positive experience for both of us. Because, listen, it's got to be good for me and him and you. It's, you know, it's this is a two-way street. It's not just about fixing cars and making money. It's the experience of it, that relationship that you build. The second new customer in the shop this week was Bill. Bill got recommended to us by the local tire shop. And I still think about Bill and his car, his 06 Nissan Sentra. When I tell you this story, it's your hair's going to stand up on end. So Bill brought me this 06 Nissan Sentra that the local tire shop couldn't fix. It had an electrical drain. Battery would go dead within a day. And it required jump starting and, you know, it required being charged and all sorts of things. And it just wasn't a good time. And, you know, the funny part is Bill's car, there's a Bible in the left front door in the door pocket. And there was a sign on the seat next to me to my right that said clergy. So, you know, now God sent me a car, right? I keep thinking, you know, this is why Bill walked into my door. Bill's like, I hear you do electrical and you diagnose. I said, yeah, it's been rumored. So the local tire shop trying to fix the fault, put a battery in it, naturally. They put an alternator in it. Okay, I could sort of understand that, but, I mean, can't you just tell if it's charging or not? The one I didn't understand was they put a starter in the car. Why would you put a starter in a car for a battery drain? Either the starter works or it doesn't. It's a Mixmaster mounted to the flywheel. It's either on or off. That's it. Unless you think the starter is somehow magically engaging itself and causing the engine to crank over without the key activating it. But you got to give me proof. You got to give me a reason. It just can't be, let's just put a starter in the car. So once they decided that they had fired the parts cannon enough and exploded enough parts all over the underhood of this 06 Nissan, they figured, well, now's a good time to tell the customer, it's $1,500, by the way, we don't do electrical. And Bill ended up on my door. And I looked at it and, you know, I set him up. I told him there's basic diagnostic charges. I walked him through the, you know, it's going to be so much time on an initial just to get going, which we did. He understood. He was great. He said, hey, fix what you got to fix. Do what you got to do. I need my car. Hooked up the meter, ran through it. Yeah, there was a drain. There was a drain of 371 milliamps, 371 widgets. All right, for you guys, if you want to be technical, but it was a 371 milliamp draw after a 45-minute wait, waiting for all the modules to time out and everything to calm down. 371 milliamps is a pretty good draw. And I had looked the car over prior. I always do. No, you know, you have to look today. Is there a cell phone charger or some sort of charging something in a cigarette lighter port or a power port somewhere you don't see? I opened the trunk and, you know, we talked about is the light on underneath in the trunk? It wasn't. I think we talked about this last week where I said, you know, Danny came up with a great idea. We threw the camera in there, closed the trunk, the light went out. We looked at it on a video on the phone. And, you know, we knew it wasn't that. But yeah, we had a draw. Where do you go? I almost made a video of this, but I ran out of time and I apologize because I know everybody wants to see this. But you know, we started pulling fuses. There was two fuse boxes on this vehicle, one under the hood, one under the dash. I'm old and tired, so I always go for the easy one. I went for the one under the hood. Why not? Let's start there. And I went through fuse 1, 2. I got the fuse 32, circuit number 32, is the fuse for the radio. And as soon as I pulled that fuse out, bang, my draw went away. It went down under 50. I think it went to 42 milliamps. And if I sat there and watched it, within another 10 minutes, it dropped down to about 7 milliamps. So I knew I was on the right piece. I looked up circuit 32, 15-amp fuse. It powers the radio. And it was a straight shot right to the radio, making it very direct and very clean in that it goes to the radio. Unless there's an aftermarket something installed, unless somebody modified the wiring diagram, it goes to the radio. So At this point, I called up Bill. I explained what I had found. And he said, you know, he said, I remember when they put that radio in, which kind of got my interest, right? How do you remember when they put the radio in if you bought the car new, which is part of our initial conversation? He said, no. He said, somebody had shown up, probably 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, and they put the radio in my driveway. That's an aftermarket radio. And I went, wow, really? It looked factory. It really did. I couldn't see the difference. So the next day was the end of the day. The next day I showed up, I pulled the radio out, disconnected the radio. Draw's gone. Bill, you need a radio. There's always a reason. And I'm putting the radio back in, and I noticed the volume knob, which is also the power knob, is bent. And I mentioned that to Bill at the counter, and he said, yeah, a while ago my daughter was doing, I don't know what the daughter was doing, I don't know how old the daughter is. His daughter was doing something in the car, getting out of the car, and she accidentally kicked the radio. And that was somewhere around the time that the problem started, but he couldn't be certain. You know, it's interesting. The knob was physically bent. And if you put the knob in just the right position of volume and pushed it in, it stayed stuck in. It didn't come out. Now, it's a switch circuit. All right. And I regardless, physical damage to the radio's unplugged, the car's fixed. The point becomes, and yes, Bill's happy. He was thrilled. He was, you know, his car is fixed. And I talked to him about, you know, what had happened to him previously at the other repair shop, because I take that serious. You know what? You're stinking up the place. You're making my industry look bad. And he said, yeah, I know. He says, I got to go back and talk to them. He said, I didn't understand that either. He said, I'm no mechanic. But, you know, a starter for an electrical draw didn't make any sense to me in my mind. And that's the point I want to make with you. You know, with Garrett, it was clear cut. With Bill, it was clear cut. But Bill had a problem, and you know, he said, I should have spoken up sooner. I want you to speak up. If you're questioning why the mechanic's doing something, you've got to ask them the question, because I explained this to Bill. Will this fix my problem? And if they shuffle their feet and they look down and they look uneasy and they say, well, maybe, then you've got to decide, is that the point where you've got to get a second opinion, or are they on the track of something and they just don't know how to explain it? Just don't take everything they say for granted, because not every mechanic is right. And I'm starting to see that more and more. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Don't call us.
That's right. If you call and we're not live, you can leave a message and we'll call you back to get you on the air with Ron. 855-560-9900. Speaking of Ron, here he is.
Hey, let's get over and talk to let's go to Kurt in Arizona. Kurt, you're on with the Car Doctor. How can I help?
Hello, Ron.
Yes, sir.
I've got a 2010 Ford F-150 that got something that's got me a little bit baffled. As I'm driving it, I go up a hill or put a little stress on it, got what I'd call a very light kind of grinding noise, almost like it's got a little piece of tin loose underneath there. But the interesting thing is, if I take my foot off the gas, and then almost immediately put it back down again, the sound goes away, at least for a while, for a good long while. And then once after a while, it'll come back. But every time I do that, take the foot off the gas and reapply it, the sound goes away.
Four-wheel drive?
And the car seems to be, it's got four-wheel drive.
Okay.
It seems to be running just fine. Everything seems to be going just fine on it, except for the darn sound.
If you put it in four-wheel drive, does the noise go away?
I don't know. I've never tried that because I'm usually going pretty fast when it happens.
Well, stop and put it in four-wheel drive and, you know, accelerate in a straight line, and is the noise gone? Because if it is, okay. I mean, we can have a conversation, you know, is it a heat shield? Is it you know, a tinny cat heat shield kind of a noise? Is it a loose underbody heat shield, something along those lines? You can try power braking it, you know, sitting still in the bay or in the garage, in the driveway, wherever, you know, can you replicate it by power braking it, something like that? Have you looked for a loose heat shield? You know, is this transmission related? If you, you know, if the trans has, what does the shifter say, Kurt? Is it D with a circle and D, or is it just D with a circle alone for the shift indicator? Do you remember what it says?
I just remember it's D, that's all.
Okay. You know, if you were to tap the brake while you were accelerating, you know, does that change it? Because that would theoretically drop it out of lockup if it was torque converter related or transmission related. It might knock it down into the next gear and might not hold whatever gear it's in. You know, is it trans related? And then when you try this and none of this works, put it in four-wheel drive, see if the noise goes away, and I bet it does. They've got a bulletin out there for this, Ford does, 22-2219, that talks about disconnecting the vacuum hubs for the four-wheel drive. Does this have a knob on the dashboard or a pull lever?
Pull lever.
Okay. So are the four-wheel drive actuators partially on? Wasn't an uncommon problem.
Okay.
All right. So, you know,
think it's a transfer case problem?
I'm thinking it's the actual front hubs themselves. Is there a fault with the front hubs themselves? Just try putting it in four-wheel drive. Does the noise go away? And then we can break down what component it is. If it doesn't, then we're on the wrong path. But it was not.
How would I do that though?
Stop the truck. I mean, you can't shift on the fly into four-wheel drive with that vehicle.
Well, I can, but it's usually going a fairly decent speed when I hear the sound.
Okay.
And
if you stop and it's making the sound and you stop and you go to accelerate again, will it make the noise again?
No, not typically.
Interesting. And how fast are you going when this happens?
Usually over 40 miles an hour.
You can't shift into four-wheel drive at 40 miles an hour?
Well, I can, but can you be on a hard surface when that happens? I thought that was bad for four-wheel drives.
If you're going straight, I can tell you, I've shifted everything four-wheel drive. I mean, I would check the owner's manual, see what they recommend as far as speed and load. But every four-wheel drive vehicle, I never really think if I'm going straight, whether or not I'm putting it into four-wheel or not. It doesn't seem to be a concern. I don't really have an issue. But, you know.
Okay,
at that point, I would. I don't see why you can't. Think of it like this: if you're traveling down a snowy road and you hit a snowy patch, you have to stop to put it in four wheel drive, right?
I once broke a drivetrain on a truck, keeping it in four wheel drive on the street. So that's why.
Well,
I'm leery to do it.
Yeah, because are you turning with it? Are you going through twists and turns and everything else as far as, you know, which you're not supposed to do on a dry road? But I can't, you know, four-wheel drive is four-wheel drive, brother. Everything I own, my Suburban, my plow truck, my multiple plow trucks that I've had over the years, I never really think about how fast I'm going. Would I do it at 65 or 70? No, but theoretically, if I'm traveling on snow or ice, I'm not doing 65 or 70 anyway. But 35, 40 shouldn't be an issue. Check your owner's manual, then call me back. We can talk about it further. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it,
your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. It was the night before Christmas, 40 below.
Welcome back. That's right. The Christmas is coming. I think that's next week. By the way, Tom, I'm making this the official. I will be here next week, though, but I do have to leave right after the show next week because I've been summoned north.
Yeah, well, I've already arranged the armed guards to make sure you don't leave before the show is over.
Right, so because this year, Santa's getting twin superchargers. So because we have to get in there, there's some trouble spots around the world, so we have to get in and out of those trouble spots as fast as possible. So
excellent.
Yep. Well, we have to avoid some drones. We've got all kinds of things to deal with. So I'm in consultation with the Defense Department now as we speak for, you know, missing the bad stuff. So, but yeah, I just want to let you know I got to be out of here on time next week to, you know, go north. I can't tell you where though. So be nice. You're getting coal in your stocking. Let's go over to let's go over to Micah in Maine. Micah, welcome back, brother. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, Tom must have known that you had your airplane podcaster coming on because he played the airplane Christmas song.
There you go. It's always best. I always know it's Christmas whenever I hear Snoopy's up there doing his thing. So,
absolutely.
So, what can I do for you today?
Ron, last week you were talking about aftermarket remote or remote starters in general. And I thought that there were some things that you kind of left out that needed to be talked about, especially for the OEM ones. I've been kind of dealing with this on and off for a few years for a few different cars that I've had and cars with my friends. And there's some things that I think your listeners need to be aware of, because a lot of times these things, the aftermarket ones, are given as Christmas gifts, or at least installs are given. And I think it just kind of needs to be talked about a little bit.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, what I have found with the OEM remote starters, typically what they will do is they will start the car and it'll run for 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, but you can't adjust the time, and then it'll shut down, and that's fine. They're supposed to shut down after a certain amount of time, and you can restart it, and then it'll run for that same amount of time, and then it'll shut down, but you can't restart it a third time. Now, when you live in Maine and you don't have a garage, and you're trying to heat up the car, and you're trying to get the windshield defrosted and all that, it may need to run longer than that in order to get the ice melted. But you can only do it twice with the remote start, and there's no way to adjust it. At least I found that on the Subarus, and I found that on the Toyotas. I don't know about the GMs, but it wouldn't surprise me, because I was told this is done for safety, so that you don't overheat the car, or that you don't, you know, destroy the car. And that can be an issue. The other thing that I found with the OEM ones is that you can certainly start the car and, you know, you can leave the defrost on if you want to, but you can't do anything else. I use an aftermarket one, and the aftermarket one that I have, I can set it up to do other things, and I can turn on the rear windshield defrost or defogger to help start melting things off the rear of my car, rear window of my car, so when I go out to clean it, it's already slightly melted, and I'm not pounding away at the ice that's built up on it. And I think those are important things to note, as well as I can talk about what to look for in an aftermarket installer. But I think those are really important things to know about.
They're a concern, Micah, but I understand the manufacturers are limiting the time trial. Most likely, one of the primary reasons is they're concerned about catalytic converter and emissions, because it's all about clean air, brother. That's really their biggest concern. So there's a reason why they're only letting it go 15 minutes or 10 minutes. And I don't necessarily have a problem with it because I've yet to see a catalytic converter on a good running, well-maintained vehicle have an issue from extensive idling. Look at police cars. They idle all day long, emergency vehicles, right? You don't see cat failures like that. So, and I've gotten that as an excuse out of manufacturers that it's there to protect the cat. I think the reason they limit the time is simply because of the green world order, as we'll call it, that we're worried about emissions, we're worried about polluting the environment, when in reality, it's as you say, in Maine, I'd be worried about, can I see out the windshield? I love these people that tell me, hey, don't warm the car up. It's not necessary on a modern vehicle. Yeah, you go out there in Maine when it's 15 below and try and chip the ice away and see if you can get the snow off the car. But to the guy in Southern California, that's not important. My problem with aftermarket installs is it depends on the install. How are they doing the install? Are they cutting factory harness? Is it just plug and play? I have no problem with a plug and play, provided it's been tested, tried, and true. Because understand, for you and everybody else, what they're doing is it's basically taking a Dell laptop or an IBM computer, some major name brand that's been thoroughly tested in the lab, and inserting an aftermarket video card that you don't know the consequence of the impact of how it will affect the rest of the system and the operating computer. And that's my problem, that it causes, where's that glitch, and you don't know.
I completely agree with you, and that's why when I go for an aftermarket like this, the company that I go with has been doing this since 1973. And so they know what they're doing. They know what products that they're offering me. They know how to handle it with each car, and they're going to be there to stand behind it.
Who's the company, Micah? Get them on air. Who's the company?
The company that I work with is a company called Pine Tree Mobile Sound in South Portland, Maine. And it's a small shop. There's only two or three guys. And the father and the son are there. The father sits in the back rooms continuously chain smoking cigarettes, but he's a great guy.
Right.
The son has been doing it forever. And it's not a beautiful shop, but they do everything from boats to RVs, with sound systems and everything, and their installs are perfect.
And
they have an installer that's a savant.
You bring up another point too, in that radios and stereos. This time of year, is somebody going to get a car stereo for the holidays? And how that radio goes in can have a major effect, because everybody needs to realize, and what we're really talking about here is installing a remote start. It's how are we affecting the computer network that remote start is being intertwined to? Just like a radio. You put a radio into a system today, and if it's not properly installed or properly thought out and designed by the manufacturer, maybe communication with the other modules down the line from that radio no longer works.
I'm completely with you.
Yeah.
On my Subaru, the radio is the entire computer module for the whole car. And if the radio doesn't pick up my USB songs that I have plugged in there, I got to restart the car
right,
in order to get it to pick that up. You and I come from the time.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You and I come from the time I may have sold you a radio at Crazy Eddie's on Route 17 in Paramus, because I used to sell car stereos all the time for years. It's come a long way since then. It's a very different time.
I thought you looked familiar. I'm only kidding. Micah, the concern becomes, I just don't want anybody to think any aftermarket install will work. Remote starts. I've got an email here somewhere. Remote starts are big on everybody's mind this time of year. Let's see. This one came to me. Hey, Ron, I'm a longtime listener of your show. I'm in Pennsylvania. I was listening last Saturday, and a gentleman called in wanting a remote start in his Toyota. A couple of things regarding that. I know for a fact Toyota does offer a factory dealer installed remote. I have a 2019 that I purchased new, and it had the factory remote start. To this day, I'm able to use the remote start. Yes, there's a plan. I guess we're talking about, and that's something I want to talk about, subscription plans on remote starts when you use it with the app on your phone that expires in 6 months. So remote starts are a big part of everybody's mind this time of year. I just want to reiterate that it's only as good as the install, and there are going to be certain limitations with factory, but to a degree it can be the safest. However, a qualified installer, a knowledgeable installer, it's no different than going to a shop and asking them to put brakes on your car. They know what parts work. They know what parts don't work. So dealing with an installer is the way to go. Where I cringe, Micah, and for everybody else's benefit, is the guy who walked into the shop this week, he's getting a remote start for his daughter on Amazon, and he's looking for a shop to install it. I would run from that like your hair was on fire, you know, because where's
right.
that coming from?
Or some of the mass market shops.
Right.
Right. There are mass market shops out there. I don't want to name any names in this case, but, you know, they're cutting wires and they're crimping wires, and that's not good. But
right.
it's also a question of the company, the quality of the product that you're buying.
Yep.
I know that my car has a module from iDataLink, and they make the modules for everybody, and they look at that stuff, and they know the cars, and they know what's going to work. And then it's a Crime Stopper remote that goes in onto the iDataLink module. So, you know, and again, the reason that I know that is because my shop knows what to work with and has been working with these companies for years. That's what you got
to
find.
They know what lettuce and tomato you need to make the salad right. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I get it. As Micah, as always, sir, always a pleasure to talk to you. You keep them coming. You be well. You have a good holiday. All right, brother?
Take care. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Trick or treat. No, again. Wrong holiday.
Don't forget,
Santa is watching. Oh. You know, I had to remind my dogs that the other day. Now I got to remind you.
Yeah, but see, I have special access because without me, Santa doesn't fly. So
yeah. Just well, he told me that if, unless you're good, you're not getting any cocoa on the trip this year.
Well, I can't drink cocoa anymore anyway. I'm getting old and we have to make too many pit stops. And it's not necessarily to overhaul the sleigh.
Wait. You're going to work on the sleigh, so install something so you don't have to make a pit stop.
Yeah, I never thought about that. So I could use it when I'm over the bad parts in the world. So we'll dump on them first. I want to talk about John and his 2017 Ford Escape, and he tried to do his own battery, and he was successful for about 4 months. And I want to talk about one of the key mistakes that he made, And it was interesting, right? He had the car towed in. It died on the road. It had some electrical issues going on. And I think it really had to deal or do with the battery that he put in. John's a regular customer. We see him. We've been trying to tell him to put a battery in the car for a while, and he finally did. But he missed a key step. 2017 Ford Escape. He went to a, I'm going to tell you where he got. He got a battery from Walmart. And nothing against Walmart, but I just don't know if the quality is there on everything. I'm not saying everything Walmart has is terrible, but I've seen this more than a few times. Some of their auto parts, they remind me of Sears and some of the great retailers that are no longer with us, that claiming they had the best in everything, and their business model didn't work out so well because they're not in business anymore. So this Walmart battery went in, and you know, it had a weird failure. Part of the problem was in John's method of install, and part of it was the battery itself. Because the car got towed in, it had an electrical failure where the computer was shutting down because of a voltage issue. It was protecting itself. It wasn't even going into limp-in mode. It was going to shut-off mode. I would see charging system voltage creep up over 15.5 volts, and the car would just shut itself off. So I took the battery out and sat it on the bench, and I charged it to level. It wasn't that low. And I load tested it. I actually tested it three different ways. I have four different battery test pieces of machinery there. I can do it four different ways. And it failed three out of the four. I didn't even do the fourth one because I had seen it fail each and every time. So to me, the battery was at fault. I took that battery, put it on the bench. I put another battery in. And the charging system was still registering higher than normal. And when I talked to John, and I asked him the question, I said, John, did you ever register the battery when you put it in, when you first installed it? And I heard like a pregnant pause, and he was like, what? You know, did you take a scan tool out? Did you tell it that you had replaced the battery and do a battery system reset? Because you have to do that on certain vehicles now. If you see a clamp around the negative or positive cable, usually it's around the negative, that means that the battery, the computer is looking at current load and what's going on the electrical system, and it's going to affect how it charges the battery. Now, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. To me, the battery was a problem, but not registering it was a problem also. Not telling it, hey, I changed the battery. Put a fresh battery in it, made a difference, but not a lot of difference, registered it, and now all of a sudden the vehicle's fixed. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Walmart batteries, but I will tell you this. You do have to register a battery when you put it in. That's a very, very important step. Make sure you're doing that. Hey, coming up next, In the Shop, the AutoZone Repair of the Week, a new feature here on The Car Doctor. Come on back. We'll talk about it right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. Ron Ainey, the Car Doctor. We repair of the week this week, and this is a new feature. We're going to do this every week, so get used to it. If you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. If you're a pro and you're hearing this, let me know your thoughts too, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, we're here to help you guys come to make it easier to repair cars if that's possible. We know it's tough every week. We know it's a daunting task, and that's part of what this radio show is about, to help you, the pro, you know, be better at what you do, but also you learn from us, we learn from you, and it's a good exchange, and we all move forward. We had a 2017, if I'm not mistaken, 2017 Ford Explorer in the shop recently that had an airbag fault, and I think we've talked about this prior, but I never really talked in depth about what it took to fix. The problem or the fault related to the passenger side under the seat airbag connector. The customer had allowed a box of Kleenex. You guys know how they all these things seem to collect on the floor, and they had this box of Kleenex stuffed under the seat. And after constantly moving the seat back and forth as different people had gotten in and out of it, the Kleenex box kept hitting the connector, There's a bulletin from Ford, actually. It talks about relocating the connector itself and zip tying it up out of the way and several modifications to the wire routing. And it finally broke the harness. It broke the connector. We really needed both sides, but we weren't able to get it. We weren't able to get the harness side. We were only able to get the side that went to the module itself. We found it at AutoZone. And I have to give credit to them, the way they have their website set up, that you can go and look at connectors and match them by size and shape. That's what did it for us. It can do it for you, too. Remember, AutoZone has expanded coverage, and they have the availability online. I'm Ron Ainey and the Car Doctor, reminding you, till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.